Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show. This is Jen Young, and we are here for 1 hour of information, inspiration, using all kinds of tools and modalities such as numerology, astrology, nutrition information, and just general get it done, feel good. And so I'm so glad you're here. And so today we're going to talk about a few things. The first one is I'm going to talk about this conference that I attended over the weekend here locally at Westchester University in Pennsylvania, and it's called One Life Fully Lived. The website is onelifefullylived.org, and it's a nonprofit organization led by Tim Rhodes, and it's just an amazing group of people that organize and bring together all these speakers to do sessions. They call them breakouts. And all these sessions are just to inspire, to help, to inform in all areas, such as financial areas, you know, inspirational and spiritual areas, physical, in every way. So I was so fortunate to be asked to talk about nutrition and the 21-day cleanse that I do. I did two talks on that and had such a great time. We talked about green juice, talked about general nutrition. We talked about cleansing the body and so many other things. So it was such a great event, and they're having their next one in Sacramento, California. So if anybody's interested in going to that in October, and you could, again, go to their Facebook page, which is One Life Lived Fully. It's the One Life community, and or their website, which is onelifefullylived.org. And the one is the number one, not O-N-E. So check it out, guys. Anybody who is looking for a bit of inspiration, wants to change things up in their life, is maybe scared to start something new, if you're young or old or in between, it doesn't matter. There were all ages there. But I just was really impressed by the young people that were there and really excited to just kickstart their life in the right direction in all areas. You know, it's not just finances. It's not just, you know, making the money. It's about exploring all aspects of themselves to really take themselves higher. So totally check it out, you guys. October in Sacramento, California, One Life Fully Lived. We're looking at doing maybe, they're looking at doing more events elsewhere. So I'll keep you posted on that. And for my Bermuda peeps, a little a tidbit of information, if anybody is wanting to do this, we're going to be talking about them coming to Bermuda, possibly. This is a possibility, but it would be so awesome for Bermuda to have an event like this where it'd be speakers coming from all over the United States and also local speakers in Bermuda. All right, so that's what I did this weekend, and I'm really fired up about it because it totally re-inspired me in many, many areas. So today's show, I'm pretty fired up because what we've got right now, We started on May 18th. It's the new moon energy. The new moon is in Taurus. Every time you have a new moon, which is every month, it's in a certain sign. And that sign dictates where the new beginnings are or how to proceed with your new beginnings, new intentions, your goals. So every month we have this chance to uncover what it is that we really want to focus on. What event situation do we want to take higher? And we've got this energy of the new moon to help us propel into that. So starting 2 days ago, actually, it was the new moon in Taurus. And this is saying, let's start something, or perhaps not so much start something. We're going to take an issue, a situation, or a pattern, or a relationship to the next level. And we're doing that using the qualities of Taurus. The qualities of Taurus are steadfast, steady, step-by-step, loyalty. Taurus says, let's just not rush into anything, and we don't do anything halfway. It's all the way, quality over quantity. Okay, that's what the Taurus is all about. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to take our time these next 2 weeks to focus on our new goal, our new intention, in a Taurus-type way. So there's a couple things going on. As you know, my last show was all about the Mercury retrograde and how it affects you personally by your sun sign or your rising sign. So I recommend you listening to last week's show if you're listening in right now. You're going to get some information on where the focus is for you personally during this Mercury retrograde period. Right now, Mercury is the planet of communication, commerce, business, and that's going backwards. So we're talking about a slowdown here for the next 3 weeks, minimal, right? Even more than that. Looking into really June 26th, where this kind of energy leaves us and we start moving forward again. Just think about you're still moving forward, but you're on the highway and all these cars are zooming past you. And you can look at that in a way where it looks like you're moving backwards, but you're not. You're just slowing down, okay? You're just slowing down. So this is your time for the next 3 to 6 weeks to really slow down, take in that energy of the Taurus, do things that are with quality, with integrity. And you want to take things from the past. That's what Mercury retrograde is all about, going back into the past. Redo, reinvent, revisit. So any situations that you want to retool, reinvigorate, resurrect, you want to really change some patterns and create a new way, a better way of doing things, this is the time to do it. So today, so I'd like you to write down on a piece of paper a couple of things that you would like to take to the next level, things that you have been working on. So we're using that Mercury retrograde energy saying we're going to take things from the past, and we're using the Taurus energy of the new moon saying, all right, let's look at these things in the past that have been vexing us, that have been bothering us, that we have not paid attention to or we've been procrastinating about, and let's actually bring them out to the light and let's work on them and let's make the best of it. So say there's a couple of different areas in your life, which there are, and I'll say there's your financial situation. So I'd like you to think about that and look at that and take any situation or pattern that you have been in from the past, like say burying your head in the sand, and I'm putting my hand up right now. That would be me. Yes, that would be me pretending that there are no problems or situations or challenges that need to be addressed. Yes, so let's look at all the challenges that need to be addressed that you've been shuffling under the rug. We're taking them out right now in your financial area, and we're writing them down. All right, so then we're moving on to relationships. Any relationships where you've been procrastinating, putting things off, the red flags are flying, but you're not paying attention, write them down. Write down who it's with and write down what the situation is that you would like to either change, make better, or dissolve. Okay, so this is the time period where you really want to focus on that. Now, remember, the relationship with others isn't your only relationship. It's also the relationship with yourself. All right, so anything in yourself that you'd like to redo, reinvent, resurrect, write that down. That could be in many areas. It could be in health. It could be in relationships. It could be in exercise. It could be in eating. Any of these areas. You want to write down where you've been. You can hear that niggling voice in your head saying, come on, Jen, you really need to pay attention to this. Don't do that. No, only have one glass of wine, that kind of thing. You really want to let that little voice come out right now and write down on that piece of paper these things that you know that you want to improve upon. So when we're working with new moon energy, guys, we have 2 full weeks of this energy, and each day goes by, it wanes, okay? So we want to use this high energy for the next 2 weeks to focus on those goals that you just wrote down on that paper. Now remember, these goals, it would be best if they were goals that you were trying to or have in the past worked on that you just want to either keep retooling or that you really put on a shelf, didn't pay attention to, and now you're resurrecting these. So you're talking about past situations that you're bringing up right now that you really want to rock out, bring to the light and flush it out or make it better or take it to the next level. All right, guys? So there's this one area that I want to talk about for the next 2 weeks if you're all interested in this. I am working with the One Life community on Facebook, One Life Fully Lived on Facebook. And I'll if you want, you can join up with this group. We're starting on May 25th or 26th. Now, May 25th is a holiday, so I'm not starting on that day. I'm starting on May 26th. I will be starting on the 3-week cleanse. This cleanse is basically a chance to clean out your body. 3 weeks to totally reboot and clean out your body and bring yourself to the highest level possible at this moment, okay? So the 21-day cleanse, all the rules are listed on my Facebook page called spiritual eating. So I'd like you to look up, if you're interested, look up spiritual eating, or sorry, look up facebook.com/spiritual eating. Okay, you're going to see that it's a website dedicated to wellness, nutrition, and the 21-day cleanse. And the first post up there gives you the website that you go to find out what foods are acceptable on this cleanse and what are not. It also gives you a typical day in the life of the cleanse, which is what I follow. The Facebook page Spiritual Eating has a lot to do with juicing, which I am an avid juicer almost every single day. I juice three simple things: cucumber, celery, lemon. All right, almost every day. I've been doing it now for 2.5 years, and it has really changed my life. So if you're interested in learning about that, definitely either contact me, or you can message me on the Facebook page, Spiritual Eating. My regular Facebook page, my business Facebook page, is called facebook.com/JenYoungIntuitive. Now, that's a great page to go to for information on what I'm doing, information on inspirational materials, inspirational people, resources, and just general, I find really, really useful information on living your best life. So that's Jen Young Intuitive on Facebook, and that's Spiritual Eating on Facebook. So check those out. So we're going to use this new moon energy to rock out situations and things that we want to accomplish within the next 2 weeks. And you know when we're going to see the results? Always after the new moon, you look 6 months later and then you see results. Okay? So let's put it on our calendars. Right now it is May 20th. So let's look at June, July, August, September, October, November. November 20th, folks. Mark that on your calendar and just make sure that you write down the same intentions that you just wrote down on that piece of paper. And actually, when you go in 6 months and look at that, you'll be amazed at what you accomplished. Okay? This is a way of holding yourself accountable. And it's not, it's funny because it's nothing you really have to consciously do. You're just going to be amazed at what you did accomplish without even realizing it fully. So it's a great way to remind yourself of how awesome you are, how important it is to set down your goals and to go forward. And, you know, when you move forward with this, I'd really like you guys to, if possible, to drop expectations. Just say, okay, so right now it's the new moon in Taurus. Taurus, you know, the food, all the earthly things are really important to Taurus. Food, exercise, really being in your body. So this is a perfect time to set new goals and intentions for those kinds of endeavors that have to do with your earthly life, that have to do with you being in your body. Does that make sense? So this is what we're going to focus on more than ever. And usually, like, you know, when I'm doing this radio show, I'm talking about, oh, you know, meditate and do things that take you out of your mind, you know, in a good way. You know, really focus on the inward journey, your spirituality. But this time I'm saying, look, let's get in our bodies. Let's look around at our homes. Let's make sure that they're clean, they're clear of clutter. Let's look at our diet. What are we eating? Let's look at our patterns. Do we want to reinvent these patterns? You know, the only constant in life is change. So don't think change is hard. Change isn't that hard, like my friend Tim McCann says. Look him up on Facebook, Tim McCann. He's awesome. He puts on inspirational videos every day. And believe me, I listen every day. And actually, I'm looking forward to having him on this radio show. I'm shooting for next week, though, waiting for him to get back to me on that. So I'll let you guys know if he's going to be a guest on the radio show, but check him out because you will love his inspirational videos. He's so down to earth. He's so like regular guy, but not regular at all. So you'll definitely be able to relate to him and totally dig what he has to say. So here we go. So new moon in Taurus, we're focusing on our bodies. We're focusing on exercise. We're focusing on health. We're focusing on new patterns and new ways of being. So this is the goal. We can talk more about this. I'd love for you to message me or email me to get into depth. I can give you some information. My website is jenyoung888.com. So go check me out there. You can send me an email, jenyoung888@gmail.com. So either jenyoung888.com or email jenyoung888 @gmail.com. Let's get in touch. Okay, I've got a lot of information I'd love to share with you. Now, also, if you guys are interested, I do new moon readings. I love to do these readings either over Skype or in different studios. My favorite studio for the moment for new moon readings is called Kaleidoscope Angels. So every new moon, you can find me there, most likely giving new moon readings in person. And this is really rocking out this energy. We use that in a reading. We use numerology. We use astrology. I do the cards. We talk about what you want to happen in your life and how you're going to get it. It's awesome. So if you want to call in today in the second half of the show around 10:30 or so, I'm going to take a couple of callers and give you a personal mini reading. So just call in. The number is 347-850-1433. 347-850-1433. I already see I have a caller, a couple callers. So you guys just hang tight until we get to that time frame. So we're talking about these new intentions that we're setting while Mercury is in retrograde. So I can't reiterate enough how important it is that it is something that you're starting new that is from the past or has its roots in the past, okay? So that is something that's really important, and you've got the next 2 weeks to rock that out, and really you have the next 6 months to continue on with that. Now, I wanted to talk about, well, I did kind of talk about the examples. Like for me, it's a revamping of my financial strategy, and I'm in the process of doing that. And it scares me, but at the same time, it feels really, really good. So this is what is happening. It's sort of these things that have been festering and that have been hiding and really not hiding. You know what I mean? They're just at the surface. They're like a wound that you can't, you know, get rid of, or a rash that won't go away. Funnily enough, which I kind of just had one, believe it or not, like on my face, like of all the worst places, it's kind of personal. But this was This indicates what's going on inwardly for me. And so these issues really need to be addressed. So I'm addressing financial budget and my situation. I'm also reinventing my health. I've done the cleanse many times, and I go on and off the wagon. So May 26th, I'm going back on the 21-day cleanse, and I'm going to really rock it out even in a better way. So it's these things that we want to do. We want to take things from the past and totally redo it, and in some cases eradicate things that have been irritating us and festering right below the surface for good, okay? It's a great challenge, guys. So make sure you keep that paper where you wrote down the areas that you want to retool, okay? So how are we going to do this? Well, first of all, I'm going to go through quickly through each sign what the area of focus is going to be for you in the next 2 weeks. I just knocked the energy out of my cards. I'm using the fairies cards, the nature spirits, perfect cards to use at this time of year. Important to go outside, get your sunshine, ground yourself, walk barefoot on the dirt. Imagine your feet growing roots and going way down into the earth, embracing the crystal core of the earth while your hands reach up above your head and stretch out your fingers where you're stretching out like a tree, spreading out your leaves, gathering information from the sun. And so you're really grounded, you're strong, you're flexible, you can be swayed back and forth, but not break. And that is actually, that's a meditation from my friend Betty Hansen. You can look her up on Facebook and check her out. She's an energy healer and she's awesome. Her name's Betty Hansen. So this grounding exercise is good to do every single day. Before I did the radio show, I went outside barefoot and I just stood there for a while, checking out my yard, my plants, letting my eyes soften so I can feel and see the energy of the earth and just bring that in, okay? So let's look into the cards for each person I'm going to go through for each sign, all right, for this new moon in Taurus. So what area does the Aries want to focus on for the next 2 weeks? Okay, Aries, if you're a female Aries, or if you're an Aries and you have a daughter, you'll want to pay attention. Okay, getting outside. Yes, yes, yes. Get outside, connect with nature because it helps you release stress and anger and resentment that you could have built up yourself again, you know, with a situation with another, most likely with another female. Okay, so you really want to get outside, you Aries, and let that outside energy cleanse and clear you of these resentments that build up. It really will help you feel so much better. All right, so we're moving on. We'll go quick because I've got a couple callers, so we'll go quick. So after Aries comes Taurus. Now, Taurus, this new moon is in your sign, okay? So it's really important for you to also eliminate these feelings of anger, resentment. So if you're on this path right here, if you're doing these three things, Taurus, you know you're on the wrong path, okay? If you're blaming other people, if you're complaining, or if you're in a victimhood mentality, get out of it. Get out of it because it's not going to serve you, okay? But be really patient with yourself, Taurus. You've been working hard on a lot of things, and you might not see any results yet, but these cards are saying, don't worry about it. What you're asking for is coming about, but patience is important, and you do have patience. So feel free to use that, Taurus. All right? Things are going to work out for you, but just it's going to come in its own time, and you really want to stay steady. Okay? And you want to work on letting go of resentment. Moving on to Gemini again. Wow, the theme is, okay, the theme is this. As you release old anger and resentment, you will find that your wishes will come true. So Gemini, I'd love you to look into, totally look into and do research on just that topic alone, okay? It's really going to be helpful and insightful to you. So around this holiday, the Memorial Day that's here in the United States, really do that research on that inward journey and letting go of built-up crap that just clogs you. All right. Moving on from Gemini to Cancer. Cancer, you might be traveling on this holiday, maybe a short trip, maybe a long trip, but wherever you travel to, it could just be a barbecue down the road, or it could be a trip where you take a plane or a train. You're going to gain some information. Somebody's going to say something, or an opportunity is going to come that's going to totally float your boat. Okay, babe? So all your Cancers out there, you've been working hard. You guys sacrifice a lot for other people, but it's going to be about yourself. Okay? It's going to be about yourself. You're going to find something out that's going to really totally lift you up. So get ready. Eyes and ears, all your senses peaked. All right, moving on to Leos. Leo, with your career, it's really okay. So if Leos are worried about their career right now or something going on with their job, there's an aspect of it that is worrying them. Your angels are saying, do not worry. It says, don't worry. It's all working out in a beautiful way. The key is to be yourself. This situation with your career calls for you to be your authentic self, which is the basis of your personal power. All right, Leos? Don't think you got to be somebody else. Don't think you got to change. Stick with what you know best. You being you. Moving on from Leo, we have got, let's see. Okay, Jen, think. I just got a text. See how phones are so distracting? So after Leo comes Virgo, Earth sign, and the new moon is in Taurus, Earth sign. All right, for you Virgo ladies out there, again, being yourself is key. So if there's a situation where you think, oh, shoot, I need to change, I need to do something that I'm not familiar with or that goes against my grain, stop and think about it. Your own personal attributes and traits are what's so great about you, Virgos. You do things right, you get things done. Integrity is the name of the game. Stick to your guns, be yourself, stick to your guns. Again, this holiday is going to be quite good for you, quite insightful, okay? So just pay attention. You're going to gain information. Maybe the people that you meet are going to give you some information. Again, it could be this holiday or any other holiday in the spring, perhaps Father's Day. So just keep your eyes and ears open on the holiday, Virgo. Okay, some good news for you. All right, moving on from Virgo to Libra. Now, if you're a Libra rising like me, you'll want to pay attention, okay? All of you out there, if you know what your rising or your ascendant sign is, you want to pay attention to that and your sun sign. It all pertains to you. Now, for Libras, okay, so your love life is very important right now. These next 2 weeks, you look to your lover or you look to yourself to be spiritually tuned in to yourself and your lover. So you want to make sure that you are really focused on that aspect of your relationship, okay? It's really going to be important that you take the time to look at your partner in a way that is way deeper than you have been, okay? And Libras, you're an air sign, so you're not totally into this airy fairy, like woo stuff. You're way more into practicality, doing what's right, integrity and honor and all that. But I'm asking you, your angels are asking you to dive a little deeper and look at that deep spiritual connection that's so a part of every romantic relationship. Also, for you Libras out there, your birthday, which will be coming up some point in September, October, look for something that pertains to your partnership that's going to be special on a spiritual level. Okay? So moving from Libra to Scorpio. Now, same theme, Scorpios. It's all about your love life, okay? It's all about you romancing someone else or perhaps romancing yourself. If you don't have a partner, this is the time to focus on what you most want in a romantic connection. So you've got the power in your love life, Scorpios, right now to really solve any outstanding issue and to take it to the next level. Now, this is all about being the new beginning, using the new moon in Taurus, which is all about sensuality, love, romance. Taurus is ruled by Venus. It's all about love and money. So with your partner, Scorpios, let's talk about love. Let's talk about money because it's all tied in and you know it. So really focus on those two aspects with regards to your partner. So perhaps your shared resources and rock that out because it's really going to improve your situation. And then, like I said, around November 20th, you're going to see the results of these new intentions, okay? Totally again, Scorpios, you've got the power. You're money savvy. Though the thing is with Scorpios, money can come in easily, but then it can go out just as easily. So let's try to, let's try to control that and make it a nice balance, okay? Moving on to Sagittarians, love life changes in a positive way. Whether that is making up, breaking up, it doesn't matter, Sagittarians. You're not really, you know, you don't have a problem with telling people in your life, if they're no good for you, to just hit the road. So use that energy and use that trait, Sagittarians, because it works for you. So if things are going well, awesome. And if they're not, awesome. It's just if things are really crappy in a relationship, either address the situation immediately or if you feel you need to take time away or break away, you don't have a problem with doing that. You want to do it. You want to be true to yourself, Sagittarius, and not put up with anything that is not going to be good for you, okay? So also, if there's any travel for you, Sagittarians, to places where you'll be getting into nature and enjoying the outdoors. Moving on from Sagittarians to Capricorn, all right? So you Capricorn men out there or you Capricorn women dealing with men, there is healing that is needed and necessary in any male relationship, okay? So all you Capricorns out there, if there is a male relationship in your life, it could be romantic, it could be familial, it could be friends, whatever. You really want to work on making amends and smoothing the waters there, okay? So relationships are very important for Capricorns right now, especially with males, all right? Also for Capricorns, changes are going to be taking place in a committed relationship or a marriage, okay? So this holiday, if you want to implement changes, or at least if these areas come up that you think need review, do it. Review it. Do it. No pushing things under the rug, Capricorns, when it comes to your committed relationship, especially your marriage. All right, moving on to after Capricorn comes Aquarians, okay? All right, you crazy, out-of-the-box thinkers, my Aquarians. I love you guys so much. All right, lots of healing, Aquarians. You're going through a lot of healing right now. Perhaps there have been things that have been happening for you that have been sad or have brought you down. It could be relationship changes. It could be death. It could be birth. It could be anything that's going on for you where there's changes. They're just saying, relax. It's okay. Have patience. Things will get better. There's deep, deep healing going on in your lives, Aquarians, okay? So make sure that you don't sweep your emotions under the table, under the rug, because you guys are an air sign as well. A lot of times you'll intellectualize your emotions, and that's fine, and that's, you know, that's the way you deal, that's fine, but over-intellectualizing your emotions doesn't always work. You want to let it out, okay? Be that, use that Taurus energy that's very earthy and sensual and very human. So if you're mad, scream and yell. If you're angry, you know, just shout. And if you're sad, cry, okay? Get into those emotions. Don't ignore them, all right? You have my permission. All right, now moving on to Pisces. For Pisces, it's all about the home right now, Pisces, and expressing your individuality about where you live, how you want it to be. If you don't like it, You have the power to change it, to make it better, okay? So especially if there's an old situation to do with your home, an old pattern that keeps rising up, you know, this is the time to break that pattern and replace it with a new pattern, anything to do with your home, okay? Got it? You have the power, Pisces, to make the changes you need to make. All right, everybody, so that is the area of focus for the next 2 weeks, using that new moon in Taurus to help you work on any situations or any patterns that have vexed you or have bothered you in the past that you really want to clear up and change right now. And there was one thing that I wanted to read quickly about this new moon. And it says here, a new moon occurs early on the 18th in the sign of Taurus, and we are energized to take charge, particularly when it comes to making ourselves feel more secure. It's time for reevaluating our relationship with money and possessions and discovering what it is that we truly value and that genuinely makes us happy and fulfilled. We should be concentrating on what it is that we can do to increase our own feelings of self-worth. So, of course, when you're eating well, you're exercising, you're honoring yourself, you're not letting people around you take you down, you know, you're taking control of who you allow your in your sphere, in your world, okay? This is a time for reconnecting to nature, to our bodies, and to the world of the five senses, all right? This is what we're all about for these next 2 weeks is our earthly life, all right, folks? I'm always on the other end of this, but now I'm really going for the earthly side for these next 2 weeks. We are getting our house in order. All right, so I am going to take a call right now and do a mini reading for our first caller. Hi, you're on with Jen.
Good morning, beautiful. How are you?
Good. What is your name?
My name is Tina. Thank you so much for having your show. You just gave us like a wealth of knowledge, the juicing and the astrology. I'm like amazed. Thank you. I'm trying to take notes and drive and do everything at the same time.
Oh, my God. Please be careful. Hey, Mercury in retrograde, girl, you got to watch how you drive. And yeah, watch those other people especially. Oh, I'm so glad you called in. So give me a little overview of what's going on for you and where you want me to focus.
I would like to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend, Sean, and just what do you see there?
Okay. So how long have you guys mm-hmm. been together?
Just a little while.
Okay. And tell me your name again.
Tina.
Tina, sorry. My short-term memory sometimes is shot. All right.
I understand.
So they're saying right now, your angels are saying they're saying that your career is really or your job is on your mind. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So they're saying, do you feel like you want to leave? Like, do you want to walk away and just be like, just walk into a situation that's so much better? Or how do you feel?
Oh, with my job, yeah, I need more money. I need things that are going on. My daughter's been accepted to like a medical program. She's 16, so. Yeah, I'm a teacher, so my job ends in about 6 weeks. So, yeah, I am. I have been focusing on that.
Okay. So, and whose birthday is coming up?
My son, June 15th.
All right. So, it looks like, so is that when it's going to be over then? Because they're saying it's around a birthday you're going to be walking away from your something job-wise.
Yeah, my job ends a couple of days after that.
Okay, perfect. All right. So that's what they're saying here. They're saying, though, that, okay, a couple of things, Tina. So on this holiday that you're coming up, we're coming up to, you know, Memorial Day, I don't know if you have any plans. Okay, but this is kind of like just simple stuff here. But they really want you to watch what you eat and ingest, okay? They want you to really try to be healthy this Memorial Day. I'm sorry to say that.
It's okay. I'm taking a personal training test and a Zumba test, so you're right.
All right. All right, so they are saying don't go off the rails. Don't do it. Okay, so you really want to stay on track. Let me ask about your career then and what's happening. All right, so they're saying that there's some new beginnings here that are going to require quite a bit of patience. So some new beginnings when it says in the spring or when the flowers really begin to bloom. They're saying you're pretty uptight about it. They want you to try to relax and let go. Now, do you have any other prospects as far as jobs go when this one ends?
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready to go into working out full time. So I'm getting 5 certifications so that I can work at different gyms. So that's what I want to do now.
All right. So they're saying right now, you're really so into practicing. Now I've got the pregnancy card, meaning, you know, this is just the beginning where, you know, when you're pregnant for the first 4 months, you don't see anything. So they're saying, as far as money goes, that you got the money card, but you also got it mixed in with the pregnancy card, meaning you will make money at this. This will happen, but you probably won't see real money coming in until the next, you know, until about 9 months from now. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, because I can see my clientele coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll build my clientele by then.
All right, they want you just to keep building. And, of course, this is, I got the exercise card, meaning they want you to relax. Okay, so you got the let go and exercise, meaning relax about the business, relax about your new endeavor. Like, really be just in the energy of doing what you love to do without thinking about the money aspect of it, because that's a lower vibration if you worry about that and it brings you down. Not that you don't focus on making money, you know what I mean? But when you're in the flow and you're there training with somebody, you know, they're just saying you getting in the flow and expressing your own individuality when it comes to this is what is going to make you money.
Oh.
Okay, your brand. It's your brand. And, you know, I'm trying to get my friend Tim McCann on the radio show next week. He is a personal trainer. He's self-employed. He's flipping amazing. So I'd love you to go to his Facebook page. And it's Tim McCann, and he's got a lot of videos, Tina, that are just so inspirational, bang on. And you can check out what he does. I mean, I think that would inspire you.
That show will be next Thursday at this time?
Next Wednesday at this time.
Next Wednesday. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So, well, I hope so, okay? I haven't gotten the confirmation, but you can check back on my website here, blogtalkradio.com/Jen Young, and you'll see if he's going to be on or not. But definitely this holiday coming up is a turning point for you. It's the turning point, and it's new beginnings, and it's so important for you to stay healthy and naturally high, you know, and avoid substances and avoid...
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. So what did you get for a tank, my relationship?
I know. I didn't get anything right now. Let me check. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So what's his name?
Sean.
Okay, Sean. Okay. Let's ask about him. I'm shuffling the cards right now. All right. They're saying, okay, it's okay, still about your career. All right. About being relaxed, it's the perfect time to move forward with your career. You know, we're still on that. I'm going to ask the angels to give us. All right. So they're saying about him to just be really patient. It looks like things are going to become more sort of committed, or there's going to be in what you want happening in the summer. So perhaps not right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask in what way.
Thank you.
All right. Well, okay. So, yeah, things might, but, you know, it's not so much about Sean. I'm sorry. We keep going back to career and money. They're saying this summer, you know, you're going to start to see money coming in this summer, but by the fall, you're really going to see it coming in. That you're really going to see that coming in then, where either you're paying off debt or you're making money. It's all the same. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they're saying, just have patience with your career. Just please have patience and know it is gonna work out. You know what I mean? They don't want you to give up before the miracle occurs. All right. And I'll ask one more time. I'll use a different deck about Sean. Oh, my gosh. Okay, girl, you're not getting anything on him, but I'm not. But anyway, definitely the cards are saying consult a nutritionist, like diet is important. I don't know if that's part of you being a coach or a trainer. Is it?
Yes.
It is. Okay, they're just saying that is so important. They want you to really rock that out, study that, learn. And, you know, my spiritual eating page has a lot of information on how to eat. And I don't care if you're training for a marathon or whatever. It's all the same, just cleaning up your diet, you know.
Yes.
So yeah.
Oh,
so go on.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm sorry that we're not getting too much on him, but when that happens, it's just a message saying keep it light, have fun, but let's not focus too much on the romantic part of life right now.
Yeah.
Okay? We're focused on the career. All right, hon? And the thing is, when you're really focused on doing what you love, you're really in the flow, you're making money, and you're happy, you're building your clientele, then you want romance to come in almost like when that happens, because you're really flying high, and if you're vibrating really high, you're going to attract a man who is vibrating very high. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, you know what? I know why then. My friend is a millionaire. He's coming here on July 18th, so that's why they didn't pick up anything with Sean. That's why, now since you said that.
Okay, so see, there's reasons why you have to trust. So I want you to trust and have faith that your career is your focal point and your diet right now all through the summer, and let things happen romantically. Yeah, let them unfold as they come. Maybe if we do a reading in the next couple of months, things might change, right?
Oh, well, could you ask about my friend Robert then? Thank you. What do they want me to do with Robert?
Oh, with that guy? You probably won't get much.
Yep. No, he's much better. If you said that, then the angel said that. I was trying not to bring him up. But if you just now said that, that's exactly what they were talking about. Oh, I like the little gold digging. I like the gold digging angels over there. Thank you.
Oh, and they're gold digging angels. And I'm still getting the gold digging angels because they're telling me, no. Career. Okay, so we're shutting up about men right now, okay? All right? You promise?
Yes, thank you, angels.
All right, and tell me, what is your sign?
Sagittarius.
All right, Sagittarian. So this is it. Remember I was talking about, it's about the relationships for you this month, for these next 2 weeks and going for the next 6 months. It's about only letting in your life who is going to be, you know, where you're going to be mutually beneficial to each other. You do not want anybody draining from you.
Yeah.
Okay, so if a relationship is a pain in the ass and you don't see it going anywhere, don't indulge in it. You know, don't indulge in it. It might be fun, but don't indulge in it if it's not going to be something that's going to take you higher or assist you in your career, or, you know what I mean? Because it's just going to take you away from your goal. And right now your career is the focus. So no distractions. In a negative way.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I've been like a single mom for quite some time, so I'm supposed to pick up and travel, and that's what you're seeing, a gentleman that's on a higher vibration. I'm supposed to be his assistant, but I didn't want to leave my children here with my sister, so that's why I was, you know, praying for a relationship so that the children would still receive everything that they need while I'm running around. So
yeah,
that's why I was looking for a companionship, because I have to do so much by myself and be there with them in school. And
I know. But, you know, it's different when you're a single mom. It's just different. And, you know, you have a higher responsibility because it's all on you. So just know that whatever you do, it's got to be something that's good for you in all areas. It's children. It's career. I mean, this man that you want to meet, Like I said, when you're making money, you're doing well, you know, you're feeling really good about yourself, your diet is in tip-top condition, because that's how the law of attraction works. What you put out is what you get back. So if you're putting out good stuff, you're going to get a man who's putting out good stuff. So it's worth the wait, okay? Try not to be impatient. I know it's not easy. And okay.
Well, you are a beautiful soul, and that is so true. Thank you.
All right, my dear, you are too. You're awesome. So rock it out. And after this, I'm going on the treadmill, okay? No excuses after this. You've inspired me.
Because
I didn't do anything yesterday. So, and then I'm feeling bad. You know what I mean? It's like, no, you've got to move. You've got to move.
I love Zumba, too. Do you do Zumba? Oh, my God, I'm getting my Zumba certification. Zumba is a gift from God. You can burn 1,200 calories for one class.
Oh, my God. Well, I have the opportunity to try it at my friend's. They have it. It's called Jester Chiropractic Center in Westchester here. So every Sunday. So I should just get off my ass and go, shouldn't I?
You would enjoy it. Oh, my God. It's awesome. It's awesome. And it's fun. It's like a party. I laugh the whole time I'm dancing. I'm tickled.
Awesome. Girl, you rock. So listen, just keep on focusing on what you're doing, and check in with me next week. Hopefully I'll have Tim on. And if I don't, still check in anyway. It'll be fun to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, Tina. Talk to you later, babe.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, awesome. It's so awesome to talk with people who are really following their dream and really going for it. And, you know, at a young age, I just feel like, people are just, nowadays, it's they're honoring what they love to do, and they're going for it more and more. And that's also why this organization that I was luckily enough to be involved with this weekend, One Life Fully Lived, is so good, because that's what it does. It's like, let's look at all your gifts and, you know, what do you love to do? And let's see how we can make this a reality. So awesome. So if anybody else wants to call in, definitely feel free to call in. I'd like to talk about a couple of things I'm doing in the next couple of months. First of all, next week, if you guys are local, I love this place called Kaleidoscope Angels. It's in Douglasville, PA. And it's north of Westchester, about 45 minutes or so. And it's a great little shop. And the owner, Tess, is lovely. And there's like crystals there. There's all kinds of lovely things you can buy. But the energy healers there and all the people that work there, it's not just energy healing. There's a lot of different modalities. They're so authentic. They're awesome people. And Tess, the owner, she just has a knack for picking people that I can totally get with. Like, I feel it's such a grounded place. It's so awesome. So Kaleidoscope Angels, this Saturday, they have a day of well-being where they have everybody there. So I recommend you guys go if you can. And it's on my Facebook page in the event. So I will be doing that. I'll be there from, like, I think it's from 10 to 4 doing numerology readings. Only $2 a minute, so you can pick how long you want to do it. Just pop in, see me. We'll pull a few cards, maybe do some numerology, find out what your year is for 2015, what's happening in these next 6 months to come, and what's happening for you next year. It's not a prediction, but it's saying, okay, well, we use numerology to find out what the energy of the year is, and that's knowing what the energy of your year is personally is going to give you a step up. I mean, you're going to be so far ahead of where you would be if you didn't know what the energy was. So we're going to find out if the energy is to focus on business in 2016 or the rest of 2015, or is it relationships, is it health, that kind of thing. So this is what's really helpful when you do come and get these mini readings. So Kaleidoscope Angels next Saturday in Douglasville, PA. Of course, I do Skype readings, so if anybody's interested in that, I charge $135 an hour. We go over the rest of this year. We look into next year. We use angel cards to answer any questions you may have. And I use astrology for you personally to give you the forecast of the next 6 months and into next year. So it's really good to know what's going on astrology-wise, again, so that you use the energy, right? So let's see. What else am I doing? I am going to Bermuda in September. So I go there often to do readings. It's my favorite place, my home away from home. My husband is Bermudian, and my kids were born there. I lived there for 10 years. So I go back about 4 or 5 times a year to see family and to do readings. So if anybody's interested in coming to Bermuda for a reading, let me know. I'll be able to set you up. And all my Bermuda peeps, if you're interested in booking a reading, my dates are coming out sometime this week. I'm going to get them out. I'll be at Bursalon, the Inner Sanctum, and that'll be the second and third week in September. And I'll also be at My Serenity, which is an awesome little healing center in Hamilton as well. So the Inner Sanctum, Bursalon, and My Serenity, second and third week of September. Yay! So if you want to book a reading, give me a call or call those two places or look it up. I'll be putting an event on my Facebook page, and of course my website has a link that you can click and get information for the Bermuda reading. So we've got that going on, and I've got a couple other events that I'm going to be doing in and around. They're always listed on my Facebook page. Oh, you know, there's one that I forgot to mention. So June 6th is a Saturday, and that day I'm going to be at Healing Spirit Cafe. And this is a great little place in St. Peter's Village. Now, I don't know if you guys have been to St. Peter's Village, but it is a beautiful, beautiful place up in Elverson, Pennsylvania. And it is a little village that is a Victorian village, and it just has the cutest shops. It's right on the French Creek, so the river, well, they call it a creek, but to me it looks like a river. gorgeous river with rocks all over the place. Talk about climbing and being in nature. It's so inspiring there. You just feel the energy there. And this place has such an interesting history. It's got such a vibe. It is almost like, if you ask me, I would say St. Peter's Village is a vortex, honestly. It's a vortex. Energy there is very high. And it can be a bit like, whoa. So, but if you're going to be doing healing work, I recommend this place. Healing Spirit Cafe, they're on Facebook, and check out their website. I used to hang out there a lot when I was young, and even before my time, back in the 70s, I believe it was a biker hangout. So it was really, has a pretty checkered past, but it's a very cool place. So I'm going to be doing an intro to numerology on Saturday at 1 p.m. at Healing Spirit Cafe. And if you want to know about numerology, know how to use it in your own life, it's so simple, it's so easy, you guys. You're going to love the way you can forecast every day, every week, every month, even into the years for yourself and your family. You're going to learn about your personality traits, your gifts, your challenges. You can learn about the personality traits using numerology with your kids, with your partners, with your lovers, with your friends, with your coworkers. It's so eye-opening and amazing. It's the greatest, to me, it's the greatest tool I own and that I study. It gives me so much information. Definitely check me out if you want to do that. HealingSpiritCafe.com. And Alicia and Terry Phillips are the owner, a couple. So amazing. Terry's a medium and Alicia is a Reiki healer. So they do their thing. They bring in a lot of people and they're bringing in me June 6th at 1 p.m. So I really, really hope to see some of my local peeps there. All right, guys. So that is what's going on for me at present. And next week, I really hope to have Tim McCann on. And if not, of course, it doesn't matter. We will have him on another time. I'll let you know. So check back with my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Jenny Young Intuitive, to see if I post that he's going to be on. Also, you can check with blogtalkradio.com/Jen Young. I'll post the next episode ASAP and let you know what we're going to be talking about next week. So we move into June, so I know I will be talking about the energy of June for you guys personally, so we'll be talking about that, so you can find out, okay, what's June, you know, what is the energy for June for you personally? I just think that's so much fun, and it's so awesome to know a few days ahead of time so you can really rock out that June energy. I'm going to give you your personal month for June, so definitely stay tuned for that. And oh, and I've got one more caller coming in. And you know what? I've only got like, what is it? It's 11:50 something. Oh, no. I'm looking at the wrong clock. I've got a few more minutes here. So I'm going to take this next caller and we'll go quickly just to make sure we don't get cut off. But I'd love to give you a mini reading. So what is your name?
Well, my name's Dave. How are you today?
Oh, good, Dave. How are you? I'm well, and you?
I'm feeling a little shaky today. I was fortunate enough to come across your call, and I think you're going to give me a beautiful reading.
All right, let's check you out then, Dave. I'm shuffling the cards as we speak. Let me knock out the previous caller's energy. There you go. Now it's all about Dave. All right, let's see what's on your mind here. All right, so what's happening with your relationship, your romantic relationship?
I haven't had one in a long time.
All right. So, I'm picking up maybe you'd like one, but it's been hard. The past one was difficult. Are you still holding on or still feeling beat up by the past one?
No, not any of that. It's just situations, monetary and that type of thing.
All right.
Kind of keeps me from starting one.
Yeah, so I've got here the let go card and letting go of like situations that have been haunting you from your past, like old anger, resentment, or just like you say, situations that you feel you probably need to get past before you start something new. Now this is a really good time for you to really look at what has not been working and work on revamping it, redoing it. You are in the perfect energy right now with the Mercury retrograde in Taurus, the new moon in Taurus. They're definitely saying here, though, it feels like love life is on the horizon. Is there anybody that sparked your interest?
You know, not really. I've been a musician all my life and toured and, you know, been in a lot of relationships. So I just kind of feel, I do have a 12-year-old daughter, and she's been my focal point for the last 12 years, and it's been very, very great. Relationship-wise,
yes.
It doesn't, there's nothing happening anywhere on any front that I'm aware of.
All right. So it's just, it seems like, well, with the cards, I keep getting love life, and that you're walking away from an unhealthy situation and walking into and seeing the new doors that open up. So it looks like there might be something on the horizon that is coming your way that is going to be really healthy, a healthy relationship. Again, I got. They want you to do some more research and do some more practicing when it comes to letting go any kind of feelings of anger or resentment to a male figure in your life, like your father, or is there any male figure that is that you feel hurt or let down?
Well, not really. You know, I'm one of those people that I'm kind of tapped into the world, you know, and the IRS bugs me. I mean, the condition of the world really bothers me. And I know it's the way it is and the way it's supposed to, and I believe the way it's set up, it's supposed to bother me. So, you know, I'm kind of feeling we live in a prison here, and at times it feels overwhelming. So, you're right. I wish I could move out of that, but I don't know if there is a place to move out of it while I'm in skin, if you get what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, and we're all in skin, right? So we all got to deal with this shit. And believe me, I feel like right now, but you know, this is the perfect time to really evaluate how you've been looking at things, you know, and your perspective. And instead of sinking into it, to rise above it, and just know that all you can control is your own little world. But definitely, they definitely want you to let go of maybe some old ways of looking at things. Again, I got the release card, like releasing, you know, the old feelings of anger, resentment, pissed off, life sucks kind of attitude. And definitely they say for you, exercise is key. That does help you release. Have you been doing any of that lately?
Well, I live in Texas, and I'll tell you what, it's been, I ride my bike all the time, and for the last 2 months, uncannily, it's been raining every day, and it's dark every day. It's very strange. So, no,
yes.
I've been kind of depleted from having sunshine and exercise.
Yes, that will definitely take you down. That'll depress you. You do need to keep yourself high. It naturally high that way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, and I appreciate you because, you know, what's going on in this world, I think we need to be aware of. The more you're aware of it, the shittier it feels. So it's kind of it's a weird place to be right now. And I believe and I hope that things are changing for the better on this planet, and maybe we will have peace. And it's most of these people on this call don't even really know that they don't have peace. So, you know, I guess some of us have to feel this.
That, you know, and that's okay. Like I walked outside today. I did my little grounding ceremony of 5 seconds, and all I could see was these ripples in my. I softened my eye, and I saw ripples going out. You know, we are the only one in our world. You know, we are the center of our universe, and it is up to us to really do the best we can. It's the only way. You know what it's like, though, Dave. One drop is the ocean. The ocean, though, is made up of all of us. It's so bizarre. So I only have 20 seconds, but what you do matters. Your attitude matters. The way you approach things matters. You affect your daughter first and foremost with your attitude. So, all right, so for you, this Mercury retrograde and this new moon, I would really look into starting to raise your vibration naturally so that you're and really work on shifting your perspectives away from what the problem is and making it solution-oriented. I know that's – I'm going to go, Dave, because I know that's so easy to say, but check in with me next week and see if anything changes. All right? So
well,
you're
beautiful. Thank you for your time.
You're awesome, too. Thanks, Dave. I love you all, and I'll see you guys next week. Hopefully you guys tune again on the 27th at 10 o'clock, and we'll chat some more. But rock this energy, this new moon energy. Love you guys. Talk to you later, Dave. All right, everybody. So we will be here next week, same time, same place. Adios.